Maybe we must, as a Buddhist, we must follow the eight holy paths or four noble truths. That is, you know, our life. Where a Buddhist life, where there is no war in its true sense. So to, when you accept things as it is, we will naturally follow eight noble, eight holy paths and four noble truths. Because we have, our understanding of life is not right. We create war. There must be various, you know. This is, anyway, a big problem for us, the most, you know. So our traditional understanding of, you know, war is like this, but we should make this point more clear, and we should help stopping war with a great effort, I think. Maybe this kind of teaching is right, but not strong enough or adequate enough in our world situation.
Hey.
It is, you know, it should be strong enough, but, you know, our understanding may not be strong enough, or something like that. We just literally understand it, but we haven't, you know, enough strength to to take it in our actual life. Hi. Zen and what? Marriage? Oh. That was a problem I had suffered, but for me, you know, at that time when I get married, you know, I was 30, 31. At that time, you know, that was not the problem of marriage. Well, that was the problem whether I should be a priest or a layman. I thought if I get married, I will not be a priest anymore or a monk anymore. So I have to think a lot. But so I don't have actual. That was not, you know, my problem was not the problem you may have, perhaps. I think if you get married, your life anyway will be more difficult. If you don't marry, your life will not be so difficult anyway. So that is also true with a priest or monk. To have family is a great will have anyway great difficulty. So I don't think that is just problem of monk or you. But problem of everyone. If you don't, if you get married, your life will be more difficult in one sense. But on the other hand, you will have some advantage. That is how our human life goes. All is not sweet. I think when Buddha said our life is life of suffering. And that is very true, I think. Anyway, we have suffering. As long as we seek for something good, you know, we have suffering. Do you have some more question? Hi.
I'm getting attached to the idea of transmission of mind.
Uh-huh. Transmission.
Yeah, I'm getting attached to transmission of mind from you. Because you came and sat down beside me that, and I knew it before you were going to do it. And I'm attached to it. And I find that I am on the way for it. What should I do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's try hard. And that is very true. Sometimes the more you make effort, you know, the more you would be far away from the goal. So, but even so, we must make our effort. It is almost a kind of fight between teacher and disciple. Not, you know, we don't fight physically, but we shouldn't give up. And the experience my teacher had, and maybe Buddha had, you reach this kind of conclusion. Buddha suffered in this way, and my teacher had same experience as me. Then you have transmission already. Actually, there is nothing to transmit you. What you have, something you have, will be found out by your effort. You may almost run away from Zen Center, you know. But then I may say, you know, wait, wait. Stay here. But I have nothing to give you. That is why we have to suffer, you know, as a teacher. Nothing to give you. But I have to stay. Don't go away. Stay here. But I have nothing to give you. And some people may say, if you don't have anything, I'll go away. Then that's all. No transmission.
Some question?
No, sit around by yourself.
Yes.
Through Zazen, you know, cannot be sit by yourself, you know. That you sit there means that everyone of us sitting with you. That kind of Zazen is true Zazen. Even though you are sitting in Japan or Tibet, you know. You are sitting with all the people in the world. That kind of feeling you must have in your Zazen. You include your practice, include everything. That is a practice, you know, when you are you on your cushion. Everyone sitting on their own cushion. That is Zazen. When you think of someone, you know, in Zazen, oh, there she's sitting. There he is sitting. Anyway, I'm sitting with all of us. You know, that is our feeling of sitting. One more question. More opportunity to what?
Private, don't we
Yeah, I think so. But no, we are trying. I'm trying my best to have more time. But we have too many students. So that is pretty difficult. So maybe in this way, in this kind of occasion, you know, to when I give lecture, sometime in this way to ask question would be helpful, I think. Dogen Zen said, all the various kinds of power comes from our practice. You know. Also, our purpose of practice to attain some power. You know, but naturally, all the power will comes out from our practice. That is very important point. What kind of practice you practice, someone may say, you know. Our practice is not any kind of practice, but one shikantaza, which is the foundation of all the practice. Even though you die, in standing position, or upside down position, you are not good Zen student. He says, Dogen Zenji said, that is practice, the foundation of all the power, all the possible power is Shikantaza.